T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard is joining us live this morning on the governor's executive order that he signed earlier this year, allowing parolees, including sex offenders, the right to vote, starting with tomorrow's primary. Sheriff, good morning. When did this reach your office? Do you think this has been kind of out there or pretty much under the radar?
Well, certainly it's another one of these last-minute decisions, but I can't help but think of the irony with the Pope's calling all of the bishops in to discuss this issue while here in New York State we're inviting our sex offenders to come on down to our school, intermingle with our children that may well still be there at 7 o'clock or at night. But it's really not even just about the children, but what about the teachers, the parents, the other young voters that would be there? So totally ridiculous idea as far as I'm concerned. I kind of equate it with saying we would discourage an alcoholic from going into a liquor store or to a bar, but yet we're suggesting that it's okay for sex offenders to go back in an area that's predominantly occupied by their potential victims and think that this might not trigger them to go back to their unlawful behavior.
We've talked to a lot of people who have kind of different understandings on how exactly this is going to work. Some people say that one of these sex offenders would need just permission from a parole officer. Others have been saying that they need to be escorted if they're going on school grounds to vote. What's your understanding on how exactly this is supposed to work?
I don't think there's any direction out there, which, again, why is this last minute? Why is this by executive order? Why isn't this run through the normal channels with opportunities for debate and comment from people that would be concerned? I'm not totally opposed to relief for former criminals. There is a procedure for it, a certificate of relief, but you just don't wave a wand over all the parolees suddenly and say it's okay for them to come vote. I'm also a believer that there has to be and continue to be known consequences for acting in inappropriate ways, if it's incarceration or inability to hold certain jobs or do certain things in the future. But by executive order to waive this changes the whole foundation of, I think, the criminal justice system, which compels good behavior and discourages bad behavior.
Now, Sheriff, they would have to be registered to vote, right?
Already registered, yes. I think there's been efforts being made for a while now to register people even before they've left the prisons, but I haven't followed this as closely because I didn't foresee this coming.
Are you planning on any increased patrols, or have schools asked the sheriff's department to maybe hang around after 7 or maybe even before then to ensure everything kind of goes safely?
Now, you said it well. I mean, it can't just be the after 7. But, I mean, we know that that's places where people gather, and we always adjust or tweak patrol practices around any type of an event where we have different than normal gatherings of people, but including other school events. So I do expect our deputies will pay closer attention to the schools tomorrow than they might on some other day. But again, it's a somewhat routine to change your practices. But there hasn't been any other discussions about kind of a standardized response to this. And again, it shouldn't have been done this way.
Do you think maybe that's because it's catching schools off guard too this morning?
I think that, yeah, the school should have had to talk about all this school violence and protecting our school and protecting our most vulnerable. I guess that all gets thrown out when you think this will somehow influence an election. I can't help but think that the governor wouldn't have done this if he didn't think it was going to benefit him.
Sheriff, we're glad you could join us this morning with your reaction. That's Sheriff Tim Howard on the live line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.